Spencer, and in this podcast, we explore the intersection between creativity and student learning. And I want to talk about a concept today, which is this idea of innovation and how I slowly grew to love this term and embrace this term, even though I had so often seen it used poorly. So here's how I grew to love the word innovative. I used to hate the word innovative. See those air quotes right there around the word? You probably can't hear it, and you can't quite hear the italics in my voice either, but those are actually air quotes that I'm making with my fingers when I say innovative. And I would use those whenever I use the term. It's a buzzword, I would say. It's overused, I would point out. But the truth is, sometimes a word becomes trendy because it's tapping into something we all agree is important, something that we all feel instinctively. Now, is it misused? Sometimes. Is it overused? Definitely. But those are also true of words like love and awesome and friend. But I have no intention of ditching any of those words just because they're overused or misused or whatever. I think I reacted poorly to the word innovative because it had a certain overly glossy high-tech connotation to it. It made me think about, I don't know, the Epcot Center or the Astrodome or the invention of the Flowbee. Or Apple's decision, by the way, the Flowbee was this hair-cutting device that combined a hair trimmer and a vacuum. It was kind of cool, but also kind of scary. Or Apple's decision to switch to wireless headphones. Those were all things called innovative. But that's not actually innovation. That's novelty. That's disruption. That's change for the sake of change. Innovation is different. Innovation is what Lin-Manuel Miranda did with the Hamilton musical and what Gabriel Garcia Marquez accomplished decades ago when he invented, or at least was one of the pioneers of, magical realism. Innovation is Camden Yards and AT&T Ballpark boldly changing baseball stadiums by incorporating the vintage rather than trying to build another new Astrodome-like stadium. Innovation is that cancer treatment that didn't exist 5 years ago and now gives you hope so that someone you care about might still be with you. That's innovation right there. Innovation isn't change for the sake of change. It's driven by a sense of purpose and meaning. It's what happens when you say there's got to be a better way. And then you experiment and take creative risks to see what happens. That's what happens when you ask why not and challenge the status quo because there is a problem you care deeply about and you're determined to solve it. I know that the term might seem trendy and overused, and I get that. But I want to see innovation in our schools. I want to see our students grow up to be innovators. I want to see them engage in divergent thinking as they find new routes to solve complex problems. I want to see them take creative risks and challenge the status quo. I want to see them be different. And that's innovation. And that's not a bad thing. So thank you for listening to the Creative Classroom Podcast. I know this was a little bit short today, but I thought I would kind of share it anyway. If you enjoy this podcast at all, I would ask that you leave a review on iTunes. That would be huge, makes a huge difference. And that's it. Thank you for listening.